Sound Advice with Doug Leonard with Audiological Services of Iowa. And Doug, another Thursday. We always think that, you know, silence is golden, that we're okay with a little bit of silence here and there. But when you've had hearing loss, then you get a chance to hear again with your hearing aids and then not again. Maybe the battery ran out or you're charging or you forgot them.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, once you get used to hearing again and realize the things that you don't hear when you take the hearing aids back out or aren't able to use them for whatever reason, you certainly start to miss them. And I think that those sounds, you know, obviously from a communication standpoint, so whether you're at work hearing your coworkers, your customers, whether it's a family function, whatever, of course, conversation is important. This topic kind of came from an article we posted on our Facebook page by a blogger who was commenting about just the little sounds that she missed out on when she took her devices off at the end of the day that add color to her life. You know, if you're standing outside or sitting outside and on the patio in the evening, you hear the birds chirping. You might hear the kids next door playing. Hopefully that's the sound you want to hear. You hear if somebody drives up your driveway and their car door closed, that you're aware of somebody being there. So those extra sounds, not just conversation, but those extra sounds really add a lot of quality to our lives.
And also we're getting into like severe weather season and we want to be able to hear when those sirens mm-hmm. go off mm-hmm. or if there is an emergency and we want to be able to hear those things. Yeah, you said like we like to have the colorful part of it and the enjoyment part of it, but we need to be able to hear those serious situations.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tiffany, because as we're getting into April now, you know, that's when we have our storms, that's when we have our tornado alerts and whatever, and whether we're listening to the radio, you know, mm-hmm. hopefully we are, and you guys do a great job of sharing that weather information. But maybe if we have a hearing loss, we're not hearing those alerts because we don't have our hearing aids in. You know, we all think with normal hearing, we think that's pretty loud, depending on how close you are to the siren. But for someone with hearing loss, they may not hear it. And, you know, whether that's throughout the day, whether that's even at night, you know, maybe that person is proactive. They've treated their hearing loss and hey, they've got their hearing aids in during the day, but at night when they go to bed, they're in the middle of a sound sleep. They don't have their hearing aids on. Folks really need to think about those safety issues. You know, I actually was at a conference one time and someone shared a story. It sounds unbelievable, but relating to a person who was in their kitchen and didn't have their hearing aids. I don't know if they weren't working. Maybe they didn't have new batteries in them or whatever and dropped something in the sink and the garbage disposal was running.
Oh, no.
They didn't realize it because they couldn't hear it. And, you know, went to reach for it and hurt themselves. You know, there was a story a few years ago about some folks, unfortunately, who died from carbon monoxide poisoning. They had pulled their vehicle into the garage and shut the garage door. And, you know, if the garage is attached, obviously, you know, someone with normal hearing is probably going to hear that engine running.
Yeah.
But the folks might have been a little bit older and maybe weren't able to hear that, unfortunately, tragically. So, you know, there are a lot of safety issues and, you know, quality of life issues that we get from untreated hearing loss.
So make sure that you are getting your hearing tested. Doug Leonard and his staff would love to help you out with that with Audiological Services of Iowa. Doug, they've got a couple ways they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, they can look us up online, asihearing.com, or they can call us locally here in Carroll, 792-5933.
You've been listening to Sound Advice with Doug Leonard from Audiological Services of Iowa.